You're awake. You know something about your ADHD. Learn more with TED Talks. Kind of like TED Talks, but half the length. A different expert every day of ADHD Awareness Month. Brought to you by ADDA, the Attention Deficit Disorder Association. Longest running support organization for adults with ADHD, just like you. You're awake, and now you'll have even more knowledge thanks to ADDA at add.org. Enjoy.
Hello, I'm Dr. Carol Robbins, a clinical psychologist specializing in treating and evaluating attention deficit disorder across the lifespan at the Annapolis ADHD Center, speaking to you from Annapolis, Maryland. And I'm really excited to share with you some of the information that I will be sharing at the upcoming ADHD conference in Kansas City in November about spiritual self-care. Now, you might ask yourself, what is that? And I'm going to spend some time explaining it to you. But first, I want to focus on making sure that you understand the importance of self-care in general in helping you manage ADHD. It is absolutely essential that the fundamental, non-negotiable pillars of self-care are prioritized for all of you so that you can function at a higher level and more effectively manage your ADHD and your emotional, mental, and physical health. So I have been preaching for years about the importance of sleep, exercise, and diet, and I'm sure you've heard about those over the years. Those are absolutely essential non-negotiables of self-care that I try to teach everyone that I try to reach out to prioritize above all your chores, all your responsibilities, your job duties, your childcare duties, or any others. You must learn to take care of yourself first, because without caring for you, you cannot function as well in caring for others, because you will be depleted. If you give too much and spend all of your energy taking care of everybody else and taking care of all your responsibilities without first taking care of you. So that is my number one message, that you must each prioritize yourself first before anything else, or you will not have the energy and the resources to take care of others and do all the duties that you have on your long list of to-dos. So I want you to first and foremost prioritize self-care. But beyond the typical sleep, exercise, and diet advice that is given and very, very helpful, I want to introduce an additional pillar of self-care that is not often talked about. I call it spiritual self-care. It is about focusing on the parts of you that are needing to feel grounded and connected and centered, especially in your body, so that you can calm some of the monkey mind that we have, and you can regulate some of the emotions and feel more peaceful and joyful. And this is not often taught to people, and I'd like to spend some time teaching you some practical strategies that might be useful to incorporate on a daily basis. I'm going to help you create a brief daily morning routine for you to incorporate spiritual self-care and start your day in a much more effective way. Most of us are so busy running around, getting up, figuring out what we're going to wear, and running around getting ready and grabbing everything we can, including our breakfast, before running out the door. What I invite you to do instead is to create a 5 to 10 minute space of time in your morning routine when you can focus on grounding and calming and centering yourself. And I'm going to talk about some strategies to do that. One of my favorites that I do every morning is I stand and face the window, which just happens to be where the sun rises, but it doesn't really matter, but face outside. And I want you to imagine, as you're standing there, to send energy from your feet down, 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 down into the center of the earth. And in the center of the earth, you're going to find the connection to Mother Earth and to the energy that she supports us with. And you're going to invite that energy back up your imagined roots, if you will, from your feet, all the way back up into your feet. bringing her wonderful centering, grounding, nurturing, nourishing, peaceful and loving, healing and protective energies all the way up and back up into your feet. Just imagine that. And then you will want to imagine continuing to bring that energy up through your legs and all the way up into your lower body. We call it the root chakra, and up all the way up to your heart and all the way up to your head, and incorporate your entire body, bathing in Earth's energy and feeling the peacefulness and calmness and stillness and connection to the energy of Mother Earth. And this will bring you into your body more. That is one of the best antidotes to having a monkey mind or a kind of emotional dysregulation that we all feel sometimes when we worry and think too much about things. I want you to actually take the elevator out of your brain or mind and down into your heart and your gut area, and really feel into your body when you do these practices. It will keep you more grounded and centered rather than distracted by your thoughts and your emotions. So try to ground first by sending your energy down into Mother Earth and bringing it back up. And then I want you to also focus on your heart space for a moment and think about all of the stillness and the quiet, completely silent space that you can create by actually tuning in and bringing all of your attention into your heart space. It's not something we're taught to do very often, but it's incredibly powerful as a source of tranquility that we forget that we have with us all the time. And so I want to help you cultivate a practice of really developing that connection with the energy from your heart and feeling into that ever-present stillness and love and actually bliss when you get good at practicing this, as well as just a calm stillness that just can expand and kind of envelop your whole body in that energy. And really spend a couple of minutes after you've grounded to the earth just bathing in that wonderful heart space energy. And hopefully it will bring a smile to your face, and just smiling for a moment, even a brief small smile, will also activate some of that energy more as you kind of marinate in that space of deep, tranquil, loving, peaceful, healing energy. And just know that that's an inner resource you can always access when you are feeling overwhelmed or frenzied or frazzled or out of alignment. These are practices that will bring you back into alignment with your own resources of calmness and tranquility and love and bliss and joy and contentment that is there for us at any time to connect with when we choose to do so, when we remember to do so. This is about remembering to do that for yourself so that you can ground your energy and center it and remember how you can access that peaceful space inside of you. So that's another important component to it. After you've sent your energy down and brought up Mother Earth's energy and kind of bathed in her energy, then I want you to do the heart space practice. And the next aspect of that is to try a gratitude practice. Gratitude is a very powerful way to shift your energy out of what we call the lower vibrations of worry and shame and guilt and anger and depression or negativity, and into the higher vibrations, which is gratitude, awe, bliss, love, connection, unity, cooperation, happiness, joy, contentment. Those are the higher emotions we want to try to live from rather than the lower fear-based emotions. So one of the best ways to do that fairly quickly is to practice gratitude. And when you do that, you want to feel the gratitude in your body as you name some things for which you are truly grateful. So if you're truly grateful for a loved one or a child or a job you have or the house you live in or a trip you're taking or anything that you feel grateful for. I want you to actually, as you name what you're grateful for, embody the feeling of gratitude for that particular thing you are being grateful for, so that energetically you're kind of opening up a different space that will, remarkably so, connect to some of the natural inner pharmacy we have of biochemicals that we can release, hormones that of oxytocin or of dopamine or of serotonin that will actually flood us as we embody the gratitude. Really feel it in your body as if you're super grateful in that moment for whatever it is you're naming. And that is a very profound practice that will elevate your mood and your energy and your feelings of love and connection. So I recommend that as the third part of your morning daily spiritual self-care practice routine. And you can then expand that into a personal prayer of sorts, if you like, the idea to connect with Source or whatever you want to call your higher power and continue to have some gratitude or some requests or some things that you would like to pray about that can be helpful for some people. Otherwise, you can also move into a brief physical version of spiritual practice to get more embodied and stretch your body a little bit and get it moving in a helpful way. For some of you, you might be familiar with something called a sun salutation from yoga. It's a wonderful way to start your day and get your body moving in a gentle but effective way to stretch out your muscles and your body in a way that kind of invigorates you but is gentle as well. So I'm not going to describe the whole sun salutation, but if you're not familiar with it, I recommend you look it up, perhaps on YouTube or something, about how to do a sun salutation. It's a not a very complicated few moves that are sort of in a flow together that just take a few seconds to complete. I usually do a whole series of 6 to 8 to 10 of them, depending, each morning. And it's, again, a great way to get into your body, to move it gently and start your day and energize yourself for the rest of the day ahead. So I invite you to consider this kind of a routine for yourself and really make time and space for you each morning, 5 to 10 minutes to do this kind of routine. And if you have more time, there are certainly other elements one can add. Some people like to journal or do morning pages where they have a chance to kind of connect with their thoughts or ideas or connect to spirit in some way on paper. Other people might like to do a creative project, a little drawing or painting or something else creative for a few minutes to start their day. Any of those things are so helpful. And equally helpful, even more so for ADHD people, is getting out in nature. If you can do this routine outside, it's even more powerful. That depends on weather and time and location, of course. But getting outside to do your maybe sun salutations or take a quick stretch or a walk, a brief walk, is another great addition to the morning routine to get you in nature and connected to that directly. So again, I invite you to consider incorporating some of these strategies into your morning routine as a way to help you reconnect with all of that inner resourcing of calmness, tranquility, peace, happiness. Higher vibrations and releases of our inner pharmacy of chemicals are all available to you at any moment. You just need to initiate the practice and begin to really incorporate that into how you take care of yourself and how you start your day each morning. An additional one would be some breath work. Some people find that super helpful to do some breathing practices as well to kind of calm you, your system, and get you started in a good place for your day. So I hope that you found some of this information helpful and that you might give it a try in the morning as part of your wake-up routine. And hopefully that will be something that will bring a lot of joy and connection and centering and grounding to your day. So I'm glad you joined me today for this brief talk on spiritual self-care. Again, I'm Dr. Carol Robbins, a clinical psychologist specializing in ADHD at the Annapolis ADHD Center, where you can find me either by Googling that or at Psychology Today. So hopefully I'll see some of you at the ADHD conference coming up in Kansas City. Take care and thanks for listening. Bye for now.
Wait, before you go, we here at ADDA depend on the kindness of strangers and friends like you. So consider joining ADDA or donating at add.org/donate. Thanks so much. See you tomorrow.